AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump will not be returning to Facebook, at least for now. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Trump's account was suspended 4 months ago for inciting violence leading to the Capitol riot. Today, Facebook's quasi-independent oversight board voted to uphold the ban, but faulted how Facebook made the original decision. It says the suspension was justified at the time given the ongoing risk of serious violence, but an indefinite suspension was inappropriate and arbitrary. The board's giving Facebook 6 months to re-examine the penalty and decide on another that it says must be clear, necessary, and proportionate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Changes ahead in the Republican Party. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is publicly calling for the removal of Wyoming's Liz Cheney from the party's leadership. She has clashed repeatedly with former President Trump. Scalise is backing New York's Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney. Dr. Anthony Fauci says President Biden's goal of getting 70% of Americans fully vaccinated by the 4th of July is an ambitious goal, but attainable.
Let's just get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can, as quickly as we can.
Fauci was on NBC's Today Show. Canada's health regulator authorized Pfizer's vaccine for ages 12 and older. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration is also expected to authorize Pfizer's vaccine for young people by next week. The Treasury Department says it will use measures to avoid an unprecedented default on the national debt this summer. But officials say those measures could be exhausted much more quickly than normal, given the unusual circumstances of the pandemic. Police in San Francisco arrested a man who they say is suspected of stabbing two Asian American women without warning. There was no immediate word on the condition of the women, ages 65 and 85. This is AP News. In about 15 states, from Indiana and Tennessee to New York, they are coming. Trillions of red-eyed black bugs, cicadas. They've been gone for 17 years.
They're going to make a jailbreak. They're going to come up out of the ground. They're going to climb to vertical structures. It could be a tree. It could be a house. If you stand still, it could be you.
Michael Ropp is a professor of entomology at the University of Maryland. Cicadas aren't around for long.
Once they get eyeball to eyeball, the males will switch over to what we call a courtship song.
That is the sound that you hear when the cicadas are out.
If he's cool, she's going to flick her wings, make a little clicking noise. They're going to hook up. She's then going to move out to the tips of small branches, make slits in those branches, deposit 20 to 30 eggs. She can lay up to 400 to 600 eggs.
After 6 weeks, the cicada eggs will mature and hatch, and little nymphs will drop down from the tree into the ground to be seen in about another 17 years. Ed Donahue, AP News.